Pope Francis reflected on the mystery of the Immaculate Conception at his Angelus address on Friday, December the 8th, as the Church celebrates the Marian Solemnity. Ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, Pope Francis said the words of the angel Gabriel in the Gospel of Luke contain the key to understanding the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. The Pope said Gabriel calls Mary full of grace even before pronouncing her name. In this way, he said, God reveals the new name which God has given her and which befits her more than the one given by her parents. The Holy Father said full of grace means that Mary is full of the presence of God.
E se è interamente abitata da Dio, non c'è posto in lei per il peccato.
And if she is entirely pervaded by God, there is no place in her for sin. This is extraordinary, he said, because unfortunately the whole world is contaminated by evil. Mary alone, he continued, is the evergreen oasis of humanity. She is the only uncontaminated person immaculately created to welcome fully, with her yes, God who came into the world. Pope Francis went on to say that when we call Mary full of grace, we are paying her the greatest compliment, which is the same offered her by God. Because Mary is without sin, he said, she is immune to aging, since sin makes one old, not age, and worthy of the name tota pulcra, or completely beautiful.
Come la sua giovinezza non sta nell'età, così la sua bellezza non consiste nell'esteriorità.
Since her youth depends not on age, her beauty consists not on external appearances, he said. Mary, as the day's gospel shows, does not excel in appearance. She is from a simple family. She lived humbly in Nazareth, an almost unknown place. Finally, Pope Francis reflected on the secret of the beautiful life lived by Mary, who is full of grace.
In molti dipinti, Maria è raffigurata seduta.
In many paintings of the Annunciation, Mary is depicted as seated before an angel with a little book. This book is the Scriptures, he said. So Mary often listened to God and reflected with him. The Word of God was her secret, close to her heart. He took on flesh in her womb. Then the Holy Father invited all to ask for the grace to remain young by saying no to sin and to live a beautiful life by saying yes to God. I'm Devin Watkins.